Blog Talk Radio.
Day is almost night, and I don't want to lose this fight, no. Lord, I wanna be able
to Jesus in the Morning. I am Caleb Boujay. You are praising with Evangelist Barbara Mack of Freedom Doors Ministries in Jacksonville, Florida. Live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Standard Time. I stop by from time to time to say, get your praise on, everybody. Get your praise on.
Tell somebody the holiness is right. It's a right. Take me for the reason I'm acting like I'm acting. I got something on the inside. Working on the outside. It's a great change that's coming in my life. Something on the inside. Working on the outside. Lord, what a change. To be cute, you in church. I don't want no studio sound. I want a church sound. Something on the inside.
Evangelist Barbara Mack of Freedom Doors Ministries, and I come to you live each morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and today is March 6, 2014, and we're grateful to God for 3 months and 6 days into this new year, and God has yet blessed us to be among the living, and we are so grateful unto him this morning. We're going to go ahead and start our morning prayer this morning, and after morning prayer, I will come back. Our topic for today is the change in children. I know many of us see it, especially us old timers. We see a lot of change in children today, and even in the way that they're disciplined, children, oh my goodness, it's so sad. And I just know that children have been robbed of their childhood. Yeah, it's a sad thing, but we'll talk about that a little bit later this morning. Let us go before the throne of grace and make our petition known unto Almighty God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for waking us up this morning, closing our right mind. And Father, we come this morning humble and bow down before you, asking you, Lord, that you would fix whatever need to be fixed within us, fix our hearts and regulate our minds this morning. And Father, we bind up every evil and hindering and negative spirit that's coming our way today. We know that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. But, Father, we know that sometimes these things come. And, Lord, we ask you to fight all of our battles, that when these things come, we'll remember you. Bless your people this morning, oh God, for many standing in need of you. Many go through depression and many other things. They feel down. They feel bad. And Lord, we ask this morning that you would lift their spirits, that you would be the joy of their lives. Lord, not just the center, but the beginning and the ending of their lives. And that you would remind them, Lord, that you're right there for them. And help them to reach out to you in the name of Jesus. This morning we ask that, Father, you would bless the sick among us and bless those that are incarcerated. And, Father, those in every branch of the military. Father, remember Admiral Lee this morning. Bless him and his family. Lord, we ask that, God, you would bless every Blog Talk host that's teaching and preaching Jesus today and leading others to you through your sign. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here today, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you this morning. We thank you. We thank you. We just give you glory, honor, and praise. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Then hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your move. We thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All glory to his majesty. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I was going to pray, but, I was led to just go right into that and cut it off. So that's what we did this morning, because God has it all in control. And it's all right today again in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We'll go to one more song of the morning, and when we come back, we'll come back with our morning scripture reading, and we'll move just a little bit further and talk about the change in children. Hallelujah.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen. It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say. In the field, I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed. Through the flood, but I'm standing here because of his blood. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, yes it is, to be blessed. your season. Hold on, child of God. Hold on, child of God. You've come too far to give up. You've been through too much to give up. Somebody say yes it is. Woo. Somebody say. What season is it? It's my season to be healed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, it's my season for everything he promised me. It's my season. Hallelujah. If it feel like it's not my season, it don't look like it's my season, I'm going to speak that it's my season until it comes to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to speak those things that are not as though they were. And I'm speaking it by faith and trust in God. Hallelujah. I trust him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This morning, our scripture reading, we want to look at Proverbs 22 and 6, and then we're going to look at Ephesians 6 and 1, 6 and 1, and we may go down in Ephesians 6, but we'll look at Proverbs 22 and 6, and this is what it says. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he shall not depart from it. That's Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. And now we want to look at Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. We're looking at 2, verse 2. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. And we thank God for his word this morning, and we thank God that we can obey it, and we ask him to bless us with a heart and mind to obey his word daily and to hide his word in our heart that we might not sin against him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So this morning our topic is the change in children. I was listening to a young lady, and she said they're calling this generation the lost generation. But I look at it, no generation is really lost. They may not understand because they didn't have good leadership at home. And in today's world, many children, the state come in and remove them from the home. And someone else has trained them. Their biological parents has not trained them. For years and years, a dad wasn't in the home. They had no male there. And just a mom. And then in the 80s, crack cocaine come out. And back in the 70s, other drugs became popular. And before that, they had some more drugs, heroin and all of this stuff. And now, in the 90s, other drugs come up. And in 2000, it's just appear to be out of control, the type of drugs that has been, you know, made and invented and all this stuff, crank and what they call this stuff, meth and all of this stuff, bath salts and many different things. And I just never could quite, you know, get it together to understand why is it such a drug epidemic? Why are people so busy trying to escape life and not embrace life? What is wrong? And I look back and I look at many children's childhood, you know, they didn't have one. Even in the 40s and the 50s, the 30s, the 20s, some children never had a real childhood. And they feel like they've escaped. I mean, they need to escape whatever happened to them. That's just the way I see it. And when they get older, someone introduced them to drugs, or sometime they may decide to research stuff and they find drugs themselves. And today, 2014, it's so much on the Internet, children can just go on there and find all kind of foolishness. But we as parents, and I'm not just speaking of your biological children, I'm speaking in this term, if you have children, biological children yourself, every child should be your child. Because what you're understanding is this, children need help. And the only way children can really get help is from an adult. And an adult need to be just that, an adult. You know, you can't be your child's friend. You got to be a parent to them. There's foolishness in the heart of a child's father. A child want to play because that's what they enjoy. That's what makes them happy. And as long as they're playing or getting things their way, then they're happy. So a lot of times we got to make them unhappy because they must learn that everyday life is not about a game. Everyday life is not about playing. And the older they get, the next stages of training should take place. I taught my kids at a certain age, by the time you got 14, you need to be thinking on what in life that you really would like to do. And when my older son turned 14, he come to me and told me God called him to preach. He had an after-school job. My boys, I taught them to get an after-school job, but you had to keep your grades up and whatever activity at school you were in, you had to be 100% there too. Because I knew once they leave home, the world was not going to treat them the way that I treated them, and so they needed to prepare for going out into the world. And I taught them, I tried to teach them to be yourself and to stand up and not be a follower but be a leader. Now, even in our teachings, many times we teach our children, they don't keep the teachings. They don't keep it right away. It's years later. When we look at Proverbs 22:6, it says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he won't depart from it. And if you notice, it says, when he is old, and it's a generic term, boy or girl, when they get older is when they will embrace your teaching. Because life will have taught them a valuable lesson. Because we teach them and we train them and we talk to them and we tell them these things, but at a young age they don't believe. Or it can't be that way. It's got to be this way. Because children have a great imagination, they say. So we're thinking within the box, because we know within this box what it carries. From birth to death, we know, we've seen some things, we've experienced some things, we've been here longer. But they're thinking outside of that box. See, they can't see this if they ride their bike on the streets without a helmet on, if they have an accident, run into something with the bag, their head could get injured. They don't see that because they feel like they have control of the bike and nothing could happen. But we know in this life, accidents, A-C-C-I-D-E-N-T-S, accidents happen. We know this. It happens. Children, they feel like you tell them, well, I don't want you hanging out with John Boy. John Boy would be a bad influence. They can't see that because to them, John Boy talks nice to them. He appeared to them to be a nice person, but we see beyond the conversations the two of you are having in front of me. When John Boy is around me, he's very mannerable, he's nice, he's appearing to be a nice child. But John Boy don't have parents, and whoever's teaching him, they're not teaching him and they're not training him for the right thing. At his house, he can come in when he gets ready. Nobody will miss him if he's not at dinner because there's no dinner served on the table. Everybody just go in the refrigerator and get him something to eat at random. Or everybody just straggle along and eat, two in the living room, one in the bedroom, somebody in the kitchen or dining room eating. We don't eat together at a certain time. You don't have to come in the house when it's getting near dark. You can stay out as long as you want. And then some children, they don't have to be in the house until 9 o'clock at night. So in order for your child to become a good child that I'll say society would appreciate, and my reason for saying that, because they have something to contribute to society, to this world, to the community. I'm going to say community. Because you've trained your child in the way that he or she should go. Some children catch on to it early in life, and they learn at an early age. So they began to be a model citizen that they can offer something to the community. Some kids, I'm a living witness, will leave home early to do their own thing because they feel like what the parents are teaching is just too strict and it's just too hard and I can't follow these rules because I'm looking at what other people are doing, other children have. They have their freedom. Many of them will use the term, their parents trust them. I trust you, I just don't trust what's out there in the community. I trust you. I just don't trust what's in the community. I just don't trust what can happen to you out there. So as a parent, I'm not your friend, I'm your parent. I must be cautious. I even look at the way that they discipline children now. And they said they brought all this thing in because parents was abusing children. But I tell you, the enemy sent drugs. The enemy sent alcohol in all kind of ways. And now the enemy have alcohol in all kind of, I want to say, forms and different name brands and different bottles and different kinds. Yeah. So the enemy brought all this alcohol. And people accept, oh, just a drink. No, it's more than just a drink because it's spirits that we're putting in our bodies. This is why when you get a drink, you're different than when you didn't have one. Because you drank an alcoholic spirit. Some people, when they drink alcohol, they get cheerful and happy. They're never that way. They're always quiet and somewhat withdrawn. But if they get alcohol, they open up, they laugh, they're very happy. Once the alcohol is out of their system, they back to them old selves. Some people, when they get alcohol, they want to fight. It appears the worst come out of them. And all of this thing is this: we're depending on something else instead of what we should depend on. Many people turn to drugs, and people have used drugs, and women become pregnant, and while they're pregnant, they still use the drug, but they give birth to a drug-addicted baby. The baby's messed up for life, because in the initial stages of this baby, the drug damaged him or her in some way. I know what I'm talking about because I work with this daily. So we as believers, we want to believe God's word and train our children in the way that he should go or she should go. And if at all possible, we want to teach our grandchildren the best that we can. Now, sometimes our parents don't want you to be a real grandparent to the grandkids because they're teaching their children the ways of the world. And you try to teach the child the ways of God because you know that awful day is surely coming for the child when that child is going to need to know something. It's going to need to know more than a Reebok, more than a Nike, more than a Jordan tennis shoe, sneaker. It's going to need to know more than designer jeans and designer purses and all this stuff. It's going to need more than an Xbox and how to play games on the computer or on the TV. It's going to need to know more than how to make some craft macaroni and cheese in the oven, I mean the microwave. That day is coming for your child. And I've seen parents today, and I want to say this, in the African-American community, especially what they call down in the ghetto, I've never seen so many people teach their children to care so much about what others say. Fights break out because of what somebody said. I'm talking about a brawl, a battle, till you're bloody or you're about dead because of some words. And many times the words are true. But because the truth hurt, they come to hurt the person. And they care so much about what others say, which is a form of ignorance because of this. If you knew better, that wouldn't even matter to you what they said, whether it was true or false. Because of this, I don't live in a household with you. You don't pay bills for my house. You're not the person responsible for buying me clothes and food and providing shelter for me. The cell phone I got that I carry to school every day, my parents bought this. Why should I be concerned about what you think or about what you say? But they don't see this. They come out to battle. And it stemmed from this home. The word even says charity starts at home and spreads abroad. You got to train them at the house. Many people today, they send their kids to school. Well, don't I send you to school? Yeah, but the school is teaching educational things. Math, you know, reading, writing, they used to say arithmetic. This is what the school is teaching. The school is not teaching me how to be a lady. That comes from home, and when I get to school, I act like a little lady. The school is not teaching me how to be a young man. I'm supposed to get that at home, and when I get to school, I act like a young man. But so much has been taken from these few generations. So much has been taken from them. I say their childhood has been robbed. I mean, they brought so much stuff in here that they keep the kids in the house. And they designed all of this, the devil, because he knew he was going to get the parents' attention. And while he's got the parents' attention, the parents give this to the kids to get their attention so that the parents can do what have their attention. Working. Some people work two jobs. Some parents, a mother, she's raising her kids by herself. All she do is watch Maury Povich and Jerry Springer stuff all day, the soap operas, all day. And so after she send the kid to school, when he get home from school, she give him a bowl of noodles and a soda and some cookies and send him on in his bedroom or wherever to play games. That keeps the kid occupied while she continue to watch Jerry Springer or whoever she's watching. And then 7 o'clock, the child may say they're hungry again. She'll give them more noodles, get a candy bar. And now it's 8 o'clock. It's almost time for my movie to come on. You want to watch this movie with me? And it's an adult movie. Well, she let the child watch the movie with her. Now it's 9 o'clock. She sent the child to school because the child got to get up. Sent the child to bed at 9 because he got to get up the next morning. She's on the phone, from the phone to the TV. The kid never get no real nothing out of his mother because the enemy done sent her some stuff to occupy her mind, to get her attention. And she don't feel like being bothered with the kid, and again, she gives the kid something that will pull his attention. All of this is the enemy, because the devil is the prince of the air. Games, television, radio, all of this. And certain music, he got that thing on lockdown for children and some parents. They like that thing so much it consumes them. Look at it. What person closed in their right mind want to hear you cussing and calling each other names and talking about killing somebody? And who does this? Who wants to hear this kind of music? If you're in your right mind, you don't want to hear about no self-destruction, no self-suicide. You don't want to hear about killing your neighbor or killing anybody. Yeah. But this is what happens when we don't train our children any way it should go. Sometimes that child going to go out and earn a testimony now. You trained them the best that you could. You fed them the word of God. You prayed for them. You prayed with them. You prayed and covered them before they left home. In the mornings, all during the day, when you thought about your child in school, you begin to pray again for your babies. And you pray for other kids, their classmates, and other kids walking the school halls with them. But listen, your child, with all that good training you gave and all that good teaching and all the praying that you did, when they turned 21, they on their own. And they made their choices. Sometimes they go off to college or they may go to the military. And when they come back from the military, your child now is an alcoholic because he's gotten with all these other people that's all they do in their spare time is drink. And they're calling it a good time because they put these spirits, false gods in their body in alcohol, the liquid form of alcohol. And when they got this thing in them, it caused them to feel in a way they don't feel when they don't have it in their system. But they pull these spirits, false spirits is what they are, because they'll make you feel a certain way and you're not that way. So I wanted to talk about that this morning and the method of discipline. Today, and I don't know how we got here and how parents, we're the people. There are more of us than there are government workers. But I figure we should have stepped up to the plate and said, listen, everybody's not a child abuser. Everybody's not a child molester. Everybody's not a child neglecter. I love my children, and I want what's best. I'm a Christian parent, and I want to train my child up the way you should go. And these laws that y'all bringing, you're going to create monsters. And then once you create these monsters, you're going to want to build bigger buildings to house these monsters and keep them locked away from society. When you could have allowed me, their parents, to train them in the way that they should go. But we said nothing. We just accept and move on. And see, the devil got some powerful workers. Now, remember, there's some powerful people and some powerful places. Remember, he's the prince of the air. And I don't understand it because, well, I do understand it because I know evil when I see it, and I know what that devil is capable of doing. But when you got a television figure and, you know, all type of people see her as a television god, what she say is law. If she said it, it's right. So when you got this and people, the world is following this woman, and she come and says, child abuse, and this is what we should do, and this and this and this. When you got that going on, and even the parents that are raising children, they see her as a god too. So nobody went into Washington and nowhere else and said nothing against it. And if it did, there were only a few of us. And how many believe that the world says numbers rule? And the people wanted it, so they got it. So now they're trying to bring it back. See, I'm telling you, there's nothing new under the sun. So now they're trying to bring it back where you can discipline your own child without going to jail. There's nothing new under the sun. This has been here before. We just wasn't here. They took prayer out of the school. Now they're trying to get it back in there. Nothing new under the sun. This has happened before. But I know this God is going to always win. We just have to have patience to wait. And if we have patience to wait, God is going to work it out. But we're back on this. The change in children today, because of the way that things has gone, the children has changed. I've never seen so many weak children. I mean, children are fragile, yes, and children are soft, yes, they're little, yes. But in my day and many other days coming up, even in the 80s, 70s, I've seen children that can endure more. I don't know how football players are playing. I don't know how basketball players are playing. They're so fragile and weak people. Many people don't eat right. Noodles and all kind of stuff, microwavable stuff. And nobody appear to cook for real anymore. If it's anything, it's semi-homemade. And I just don't know. I just don't know. It just show that we as human beings, we can adapt to anything. We can adjust to anything. We're human. If we have to be locked up, we can deal with that. We can adjust our mind to be locked up and just go on and contend with it. If we get lost somewhere and we got to be out in the wilderness a month, we'll find a way to survive. We're humans. So I'm knowing this is what it is, but if we train our children up in the way that they should go, in their old age, it's coming back around for them. They're coming to the Lord. How many of us came to the Lord in our 30s? Some came in their 40s. I know people was in their 50s, 60s, 70s, just coming to the Lord. But he said when they're old, they won't depart from it. They're going to remember that training and that teaching that you gave to them. Anybody ever said this? My mama used to say that. Something happened. And when you looked at it, you had to say this. My mom used to say that. Mama said this would do this right here. But I was too young to understand it at the time. I didn't see it that way. But here it is in my face right here. Because the same thing my parents tried to teach me, I tried to teach my kids.
And a lot of things they said, I got to experience that for myself. And we don't want to give up on our children. We want to keep praying for them. Keep them before the Lord. Because I'm telling you, you're going to see some things that you say, oh, my goodness, what happened to this child? Is this my youngin? He know or she know I didn't bring them up like this. But when they get old is when they won't depart from it. So I want to encourage you. Don't give up on your kids. Pray for them. Pray for them. Sometimes we have to separate ourselves from them. If that's what you got to do, separate yourself, but keep praying for them and for your family. And I was looking over at Ephesians 6 and 1. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And verse 2 says, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. So if we can have respect for our parents, he's teaching us here, we can live a long time. And I believe a lot of that is because if you follow the instructions of your parents because they love you, they're going to tell you the truth about every little thing. And if you know the truth can set you free. If your mother say, listen, I don't want you hanging out with Gail because Gail is not the kind of young lady I want you to hang out with. The mother's telling you this for a reason. The next thing you know, Gail is in trouble. And if you're hanging out with her, Gail has taught you how to steal out of the store. Gail has taught you at an early age how to bamboozle men out of money. And at an early age, if that's in you, that's coming on up in you. And you'll be doing this. And do it, and that's not the way. And your mother don't want to see you like that. Your dad, he don't want you hanging out with Jerry. Jerry's a bad influence. I said it earlier, in front of the parents, they act like they're innocent children. But behind your back, they with your child. They'll teach your child some things. I know what I'm talking about. I had some sons who hung with this young man. In my face, he appeared to be one way. And because of him teaching my sons the lie to me, one of my sons almost drowned. So we even have to watch who our kids associate with. It's not that we're better than nobody. But if Ms. Johnson is not trained in her household, then I can't allow my children to hang out with them. And some of us, we waited too late because we see them as children and what they're doing is so cute. I've seen children cussing. Yeah, like Eddie Haskell on Leave It to Beaver. Yes, sir, Brother Lewis. Yes, sir. I've seen children I lost the train of thought looking at Brother Lewis wanting to laugh, so. But, yeah, we just want to be careful who our kids associate with and who we allow them to associate with. And, you know, watch over them the best that we can, but prayer, keep them covered in prayer. And I tried to keep the peace in my home. And other kids would come and they would want to stay and stay and stay. No, you can't stay and stay in here. You know, you got to go back home. Because of this, we as parents are responsible. We're nobody friend. We're nobody friend. We're your parents. And sometimes, like I said, you may have to separate yourself. You may have to let go and let them get their own testimony. You have one. And God saved you. He sanctified you. He gave you his spirit. Sometimes we got to let them go so that they can get their testimony on the way. But if you trained them, you didn't send them to church, you took them to church. And at home, you set an example as living before God, before them. You know, they didn't hear you talking about the church members and, you know, all kind of stuff at home. And see, in the era that I come up, of course, things has changed now, but there's nothing new under the sun. I'm telling you, this, all of this has been here before. We just wasn't here. So, listen, in the era that I come up in, children were not allowed to sit around to hear an adult conversation. No, 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 no. Mm-mm. That was the quickest way to get your eyes knocked out of your head almost. That's how it felt. And if you spoke into the conversation, an adult conversation, two adults are talking, you didn't say, excuse me, you just spoke into that conversation. That was the quickest way to become toothless. They would knock your teeth out of your mouth. That's the way it felt. Because they trained you at home to have respect for adults. In the South, I was told this, when grown people talking, you don't interrupt. You don't butt in. If it's an emergency or something you got to have, you say, excuse me, please. So they taught you what they call manners. The day the child tell the mama, in the South, oh, no, no, it didn't. You telling the child this, this, and that, and the child tell you, no, it won't do that. I told my granddaughter, I said, if you ever call me a lie again, I'm letting you off today because I know this is what your mother allowed. And there has been no warning from me to you. I said, but if you ever call me a lie again, it's going to be me and your behind. You understand what I'm telling you? And I explained to her how she was calling me a lie. When you have not experienced that, this is what you think it is, but I'm telling you what it is because I've experienced it. And that's straight up calling your grandmama a lie in her face. I can't drink it. I can't take it. I can't drink water around it. Yeah. So what we got to do the best that we can is help them out. And if you've got children, you're the parents of all children in my book. Every child, you're their parent. Because we should want good for all children. Even those children that come to teach our children bad things, we feel bad for them. And we talk to them the best that we can. I'm working with a young man, been working with him, and I mean, talk until I feel blue in the face, green in the face, black in the face, red, and any other color. Talk to him and talk to him. I knew he was not going to do what I was telling him was right because of who he wanted to associate with and who he hanged out with. He thought more of them than doing what was right. So he ended up in trouble. After all this, I took him for a job, talked to the man myself. He wouldn't go to work. And this was his excuse. Listen, you can't take me and pick me up. I don't have a way to work. What's wrong with walking? What's wrong with a bus? Back to my era. In my era, if you wanted a job, you went and applied for the job. If they hired you, you had to get to work. Yeah, I was 12 and 13 working. You had to get to that job. Many times I didn't have a way to work. I had to walk. And, of course, it was in the evening because I had to go to school. And one job, they allowed me to work the 3 to 11 shift because I got out of school at 2. And when I got off at 11, 8 hours, a whole job, yes. And my parents would make sure someone was there to walk me home or to pick me up. 11, and then by the time I got home, I took my bath and everything, got my bed clothes on, homework had to be done. I might have got into bed at 12:30. But I slept good, got up the next morning, went right on back to school. came home, had the chore to do, did it quickly, went on to work. No time for foolishness. And listen, there was no trouble for me to get in. I was busy. I started getting into trouble when I got an idle mind. I stopped working. I decided to do this. I come out the church choir. I no longer wanted to participate in it. That's when idleness, that's when I began to get in trouble. Began to disobey my parents. Yeah. But they had it set up where I could be busy, 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 busy. And if you're busy, you ain't got time to think of. And they, hey, come on, we're going to go behind the school and drink. No, I'm not going back there because I got stuff to do and I can't be drunk doing it. I'll see y'all later. Yeah. You can do it this one time. You don't never hang out, and I never will hang out. Now, then that way, I got to go to work. I got to go to school. I can't go home and tell my parents nothing crazy. But that was the way the enemy was trying to lure me so that I could get into trouble. In my era, if a young lady became pregnant before she was of age, they said, and she got married, if she had the baby out of wedlock, we were not allowed to associate with her under any circumstances. Under any circumstances. They said association brought on assimilation. Birds of a feather flock together is what they taught. She'll teach you how to bring a baby in here. That's the way they taught. No, ma'am. Back in the day, they wouldn't tell you if you was under 12, I think, that the girl was pregnant. They said all kind of weird things. She broke a leg. She swallowed a pumpkin seed. Anybody ever heard this stuff before? That's what they would tell you. They didn't sit down and say, well, she's pregnant and she married out of wedlock. But as you become older, they would tell you more. I can remember my mom said, I don't want you hanging with Wilhelmina. She's a grown woman, and I don't want you hanging out with grown women. You're a young girl. I only allow you to hang out with young girls. And I would be like, she's not a grown woman, my mama said, well, she's doing the things that grown women do. Birds of a feather flock together. Association bring on simulation. I don't want you hanging out with her. And you better know I did not do it. All of this type thing. It was embarrassing for the teacher to send home a note that you misbehaving in school. That was an embarrassing feel. You felt bad because of the way that you were taught. Back in this era of time, the teacher and the principal could spank you at school, and when you got home, you were punished again. Back during this era, your neighbor could spank you, and they told your parents why they spanked you, and when you got home, the parents spanked you again because of this. You embarrassed the family. You know better. I'm not raising you like this. I'm not training you like this. I never taught you to do that. But today, anything goes. Anything go today. I see kids talk to their parents like they're crazy. And the parents be like, oh, okay. I'm not joking. Well, mama, you this and this and this and that. Oh, okay. Because they done did stuff in front of the children. I never knew my parents to drink. It don't say they didn't, but I never knew them to do it. I never knew my dad and mom to be cussing people. It don't mean that they never cussed. I just never heard them do it. There were a lot of things to keep children children. My dad never come to me and said, well, baby, this week we can't pay the light bill. Our light's going off. They never told you that's adult business. Children had no business being concerned about adult businesses the way they felt. There was a place for children and there was a place for adults. But today it's the anything go show. anything can go on. And the people accept it. Communities accept it. The world accept it. Yeah. Now, for me, there were runaway children, but I never heard a lot about runaways back in my time. I'm sure there were a lot. But in the community where I come up, I didn't hear a lot about that. We as children were too busy impressing our parents. We were too busy going to school trying to bring good grades and a good name to the family. And after a while, it just became a part of me. It wasn't anything I had to struggle with to behave. Plus, I just knew that my parents were not just going to go for any old thing. Yeah. And today I see people have children and they stand together for each other. It's not for the children's sake. It's for each other. So there's a lot out here, and children has changed. The world has changed. People change. But remember now, there's nothing new under the sun. This has been here before. We just wasn't here. I know this. God is going to always win. But whatever we see now that's not pleasing and acceptable unto God, it will not remain this way. Yeah, he will eventually take back the reins and show people the earth is mine, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. He's going to show us now. He's got the winning hand. Hallelujah. He's the great winner. Thank you, Jesus. So I just wanted to talk about that a little bit. I went somewhere all over the place this morning because so many things was running through my mind, and I could see so much. I could see so much. Yeah, even in the professional world, I could just see so much. Colleges and universities and all of this, even prisons and jails, children. You got children now being tried as an adult. There's just so much. I kind of lost train of thought looking at something in the spirit. But it's okay today in Jesus' name. We pray for our children. We pray for our grandchildren. And I see many, many women who wants to have children today. But if God had blessed me that I had a barren womb, I would tell him thank you because of this. So much children have to go through. And so much hard work we have to do to keep them just safe today. Pedophiles and molesters and all of this kind of stuff. That devil is after the kids. Because if he can get them, he have a chance of gaining them as adults and other adults who he's gotten through when they were children. Yeah, I look at serial killers. That started somewhere in childhood. But nobody was spiritual enough to pay it attention and cast that thing out of them. I look at young girls who exploit their own selves. I look at these video girls and girls in rap videos somewhere in their childhood. Something took place. And nobody was around spiritually enough that they could cast that thing out. So it come on up in them, and that's the way it come out of them in their adulthood or their older 18-year-old young life. Because even at 18, I don't believe you're grown yet. You haven't experienced enough. Yeah. So I wanted to share a little bit of that this morning, and we thank God and those of us that were blessed enough to, you know, appreciate our parents. We had good parents, and maybe as teenagers we didn't understand it then, so we didn't think they were so good because they kept us from this and they kept us from that, and everybody else was able to go do it, but we couldn't. And so we looked at our parents, oh, they old and they don't know what's going on out here. But as we get older, we learn to thank them for keeping us as safe as possible. Good morning to you. Minister Howard. Good morning to you, Lion. God bless you. I think Pastor McKenzie came in early, and I think I missed him. But we thank God this morning for each and every one. Good morning, Brother Frank, and area code 203-706. God bless you this morning, Brother D. God bless you, and God bless you, Sister Gloria. We thank God for you tuning in this morning. The studio is open, and anyone have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come on in, because it's not one person that have all of the answers or have something this morning that I wanted to share. You may want to add something to that, or you may want to tell of an experience that you've had with it. That's why I tried to get it early and get out of there in case someone else have something, too, that they would like to share this morning concerning the change in children, what you've noticed. Or you may want to share something about when you were a child, how things went, or even, you know, what you feel is going on right now and why you feel children are the way they are and this kind of thing. So feel free to press that number one, and I will bring you in. We're going to one more song of the morning, and when we come back, if no one feels that, all right, Sister Gloria, God bless you this morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Minister Barbara.
Yes,
I'm listening there about, like, you teaching about the children, and I was just saying to a coworker the other day that it is, it is so sad about the children today, you know, as listening to how you were brought up, and I was brought up like you were saying, you know, you didn't, you know, there's things you didn't do when adults were talking, and you didn't get, you know, you didn't get into the conversation. You weren't in the conversation. You were in another room, and how our parents brought us up to be, you know, decent Christian and all that. But I was saying that I feel bad for the kids today because of the economy and the way the world is now, and money is just so expensive to just function. Everything is just so expensive. Where you're dwelling, your houses, your apartments, condos, automobiles, everything, education. And a lot of parents can't be at home with their kids. I know my sister, she is a, what they call nowadays, people are workaholics. And The kids have to just stay with whomever they can stay with, because my sister raising her daughter, my sister worked up to 3 jobs, so her daughter was left with me, her aunt, and her grandmother. But the kids, you know, we always want to be, you know, with our parents. We don't want someone else, you know, playing that part. But and I believe also a lot of kids are the way they are, too, because they have a lot of anger in them because other people are raising them, because they can't spend time with the parents because the parents got to work multiple jobs.
Right. Well, see, all of that, Sister Gloria, it comes from this. I would say that I suffered some to be home with my babies.
Yeah.
I suffered some because of this. We could have had more had I left and went out and took a job at some point, or took a second job. But I never wanted my children in daycare because other children have colds, they have diseases, they have this and that. And I never wanted to expose my children to that.
Right.
So I was what they would call poor, but I stayed home with mine as long as possible. Another thing is this. Some people, I have a daughter like this. Her escape from her daughter is to go to work.
Okay.
Her escape from her daughter is to go to work. I know another lady, her escape from her children is to work all of these jobs.
Right.
And now, this one particular lady, look, she's living in low-income housing. If she don't work, she won't lose her home. She'll still have a house. So if she's got one job, 7 to 3, and your children get out at 3:30, you don't pay rent, why can't you manage? Why do you need all these other jobs? Because what you're trying to do, you enjoy the job, gives you an excuse to be away from your children. Because
that's
you're
right.
tired of them, I'm telling you. They're aggravating. It's
yes.
frustrating some days. Some days you don't know what to say. You don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then at some point, some of these people, they like to party. They like to hang out with their friends. And this one lady, her and her friends, they all work on the same job.
Right.
When they leave the job, it's not go to the daycare babysitter to get the kids. We're going out for happy hour. And after happy hour, it may last until 9 o'clock or 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock, 5:30, whatever. We've been off work since 3. Now you're just trailing over there to get your kids. And they use the many things as an escape. But I know this, if you desire, if you're a believer now, this is not for everybody.
Right.
But if you're a believer, and you pray and you tell the Lord, Lord, you said train up a child in the way he should go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it. And Lord, if they obey me, they're going to live a long, healthy life. So, Lord, I need you to bless me to train my children. I need you to bless me to be home to put dinner on the table by 6. I need you to bless me to get up in the morning and before my babies go to school, I dress them and I have breakfast on the table.
Mm.
I need you to get spiritual energy and physical energy that I can cook and clean and take care of my children and my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, Lord, if I've had these children out of wedlock, if I fornicated and got these kids, God, forgive me.
Yes, yes.
The word has said that this is wrong. And at the time I was doing it, I did it out of my flesh. But
mm-hmm.
now I'm a spiritual woman. I'm your woman. I'm the woman of God. And, Lord, I need your help.
Yes.
Instead of getting frustrated and looking at the light bill, Lord, pay my light bill. Lord, do this. Look, if we'll go back to him from the beginning of what started all of this and ask him to help us, he will do just that.
Praise God.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. Amen.
And see, I used to have a social services agency, and I had a class in there, a program. It was this, a teenage pregnancy workshop before the teen become pregnant.
Hmm.
Yeah, before, because afterwards you could have all the workshops you want. The baby is coming or has already come. So we got to do something before all of this takes place. A lot of young women don't know that it's wrong to fornicate. They think it's my thing. I do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know it's wrong. And when you ask them about it, they be like, what? I said, if you're laying up with me and you're not married to, that's wrong. How is that, Miss Barbara? What you talking about? No one never told them.
Wow.
Then today, a lot of people, they young women and men, they see what these other kids are doing. It looks good to have a baby. To them, it looks good to be called a baby's daddy. Because no one took the time to set them down to explain to them, all of this is no good.
Yeah.
And in all actual reality, you're going to suffer a little bit, but guess what? The baby's going to suffer more.
Yes.
Because if you and a boy just got together, y'all don't even really know each other, but y'all done got all heated up and now you done laid together. Now here come the baby. What about the baby?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a doll that you can dress it when you want to and change the pamper when you want to and throw it in the corner when you're done with it and going on about your day in life. No. This is a little human being that has to have attention. It's got to be fed. It's got to be bathed. It's got to be clothed. It's got to be hugged and embraced and loved and talked to and treated like it's the only baby in the world.
Oh, yes.
You see? But many don't know. They don't know, and no one ever come out to teach them. And this is why we have a lot of this stuff. No one has taught them. Good morning, Sister Andrea. God bless you. God bless you. So they just have to talk. I remember a young lady telling me, she said every day her and her sister come home from school, she said, that mother drilled in them, don't you bring no babies in here because you and your baby out of here. I'm the only grown woman in here. I'm the only grown woman going to have children in this house. She said every day. She said one day she told her, Mama, listen. Mama, please. We get it, Mama. We understand. We would never do that. Mama, please, please. And said the Mama said, all right, as long as you know. She said, but even after that, every day, that Mama would remind them.
Mm-hmm.
See, because the Mama wasn't saying fornication is wrong. Because she
right.
didn't know at the time that's what, you know, could have helped them too. God is not pleased with this. All she knew is she wasn't going to raise any more babies in her house. And
right.
as children, she know a 13, 14, 15-year-old girl don't have no income and no house. They don't have money to pay for a home, electric, water, phone, car, insurance, all this kind of stuff. No teenager have that like that.
Amen.
Unless they've been out on their own a long time. And so it's got to be in somebody else's name because they're not old enough.
Amen.
You see? So a lot of this stuff, the people don't know, and they're not able to train their children. They just tell them some stuff like this mother, and sometimes it's told to them so much, and the way it's told to them, they said, I'm going to do it anyway. She just keep accusing me of it. I'm going to show her.
Mm.
And then sometimes it's just according to who they hang out with. I've seen
right.
This documentary where the girl, several of them at this different school, they had a school for pregnant girls. And after they have the babies, they can go back to regular school. And the homeroom teacher, I would call her, allowed the girls to bring the baby after 6 weeks to class. Just for one day so that the classmates can see the baby. And many of the girls was oohing and ahhing, oh. And so the girl told them, one young lady told them, she said, listen, I want the whole class to hear, including the boys. This is no baby doll. This is a real baby. 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm up out of my sleep for feeding. Clock, I'm right back up for feeding and a diaper change. She said, 8 o'clock in the mornings when I want to lay down and sleep because I'm tired, I've been up, you know, taking care of my baby off and on all night, I can't sleep. I got to get this baby fed and dressed, and I got to get fed and dressed, and I'm off to school. She said, there's no parents around to help me. And there's no baby daddy around to help me. All of this is on me by myself. She said, is anyone getting what I'm telling you? She said, and listen, the diapers that this little baby wears, they're not cheap. And I don't have a job. She said, the clothes that this baby is wearing, I had to learn how to go to the thrift store to shop.
Mm-hmm.
She said, and I have many hand-me-downs because I have to go to different agencies and beg these people for stuff for me and this baby. I'm living in a house with somebody. I don't want to be in that house with them because I'm not happy there. But I have to be there because my baby have to have a roof. Oh, she broke it down for them.
Wow.
And they sitting there looking at her like she's lying. But she kept reminding them, this is real. This is real.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I love this baby, but I'm not happy. And if I had not done what I'd done, this baby would not be here, and I would be unhappy because I'm a teenager that has taken on the role of an adult.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, and she didn't finish out, you know, her teenage days as a teenager. She finished them out as an adult. By the time she turned 19, 18, she was a grown woman.
Mm.
With all the other kids hanging out and, you know, going to skating or whatever they do, she wasn't able to do that because she had to babysit her baby. She had to stay there and be a mom. So we talk until we blew in the face, and but I don't give up. I still allow them to know. And today you have in a lot of the school system, a lot of girls going with girls and boys going with boys and all kind of stuff.
Yes.
That your children have to endure.
That's right.
And they call it peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to teach my children, be a leader. Or be pressured by your peers. Let you pressure them to come to church. You
mm-hmm.
pressure them to get right with God.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to walk away, walk away, but walk away with your head held high because you're talking about doing the right thing.
That's right.
We're not talking about taking a girl to the prom and then going to take somebody's daughter to a hotel room to lay up with her. Y'all got alcohol to get drunk and party with somebody's daughter and abuse her and use her. That's not what it's about.
Amen.
I know grown women, and you may think I'm joking, who paid for the hotel room for her son and went over and decorated the room and set it up so that he could take somebody's daughter over there and lay with her children after the prom. Some of them was turning 17, but they wasn't adults, and this somebody's daughter.
Wow.
The girl, he wooed her into spending the night. And when she didn't go home, them parents was outraged. So they called the mom, the boy's mom, to find out what happened. And they questioned that daughter. And baby, when she told her, he went over there to daddy. I knew it would be the daddy. He went over there and gave that mom a piece of his mind. And told her, if you was a man, I would drag you out this house and whoop your behind. That's my daughter. And why would you do that to your son? Oh, it was ugly when she told me about it. But she was telling me about it as if the man was wrong and she was right. Are you hearing me? You done went and paid for a hotel for your son to take somebody's daughter and lay up with her all night. And you went over and decorated the room. You a woman. And what would you do for your daughter? If you did this for your son, what would you allow your daughter to do? I said, Lord, I thank you she didn't have a daughter. She probably had man after man after man over there with her daughter. You got those kind of parents, too. They don't care, girl. He's got a good job. You better get
uh-huh.
him. But mama, he's a murderer. Mama, he's an abuser. Oh, but he got a good job. He's a good man. Crazy.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. You got all kind of stuff. They done messed the children up from birth. They didn't put their foot down. They allowed the kids to do whatever it is they want to do. And when the child turned 12, now, when he's 9, he's talking back to you and acting like he'll put his hands on you, and now you want to cry. Why? You allowed this. You didn't stand up and be a woman. You was chasing after men or want men to chase after you. You was too busy trying to earn this American life, the American dream. You didn't pay your kids any attention. When the teacher first told you they was having problems in school, I'm taking tomorrow off work and I'm coming to the school, and I'm going to spend most of the day at the school with you. And I'm going to be back home before time for you and the rest of your siblings to get out so I can have the house in order, have your dinner in order. But I'm going to let you know right now, I'm coming on a day when you never know when I'm going to show up. And this lady, a man who's teaching you, I better never get another discipline report about you again. And you know what? You on punishment. Come here. I got something for you. I'm talking about you got to nip this thing in the bud. You got to stop it when it first starts. And kiki, it's not funny. Somebody's cute. Because when you let them get away with one thing, children try to see how much they can get away with. And if you let them get away with that, they're going to try this to see if they can get away with this because you let them get away with that. And see, the world don't want this. They don't like this. I've never seen so many weak people in my life. But if a man go out and beat up another man, they can stand and watch that. They can sit there and watch a boxing match and pay money to watch it. But you can't stand to whoop your child behind. Oh, that's wrong. But you can watch these boys on a football field run a ball and bang each other up and pay money to see it. I mean, make a big holiday and celebration at the Super Bowl Sunday. But you can't stand to discipline your child. You weak people. That's all I can say. You're weak. And you let the enemy have your young'un. You got to give a child something to remind them. Because folly is in their heart. They want to play. That's what they like. They love playing. And if you don't give them something to remind them, they will forget. So in my household, I'm like a friend of mine from Maine. He that does not hear it by the ear will feel by the behind. And what that means, if you didn't hear it and obeyed it, I was going to spank that butt, bottom line. I didn't beat them, but I spanked them. Oh, yeah. And I made it sting so that they would know. In my house, I could look at my kids and they would straighten up. They could be having a conversation and get into a disagreement, and I would look at them, and somebody would accept it and calm down. Because in my house, you were brothers and sisters. You couldn't fight each other. Y'all could disagree, but all the arguing and all of that to the point of where you want to fight, not in my house. I remember my three older sons got my youngest boy and pulled his pants down. Oh, he was so hurt over that thing, he didn't know what to do. And when I come home, he couldn't wait for me to get in the door. I was trying to get out the car, and he was all out there all over me. I said, what's wrong? They pulled my pants down. Mama, you should have saw how they was acting, treating me. They didn't treat me like no brother. Oh, he was telling it all. I punished all three of them. You gonna wash dishes a month? You got that bathroom for a month? Oh, yeah. And you gonna get all the garbage out every day. I don't care where the garbage is. Bathroom garbage, bedroom trash, you getting it all out of here. I punished all three of them for it. Yeah. And but we had some good times in home. I used to have court. But one of them would do something. We had court in my house. And see if you was found guilty, especially if you said you didn't do it. So we had the prosecutor, we had an attorney to represent you, we had the bailiff, and then we had the younger ones. They were the people sitting in the courtroom. Oh, yeah, we did all of that because I had a good time when I had my children at home, and the Lord just blessed me. They're adults now, so I can't tell them what to do, when to do it and how to do it, but I can remind you, all right, preacher, and I'll go on down the road. And then I'll separate myself because if you're not going to obey God, then I can't hang out, you know, with you like that. I got to move on because I refuse to let anything separate me from him. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to one more song of the morning, but the studio is open. If someone has something they would like to say, press that number one.
Yeah, put your hands together. right now. Listen, I don't know where you're listening to this at. Maybe in your car, you're at the crib. Maybe at the mall, the country club, maybe in the hospital. You could even be on lockdown. But I dare you to get this in your spirit, speak to your situation and say, I will bless,
I will bless,
oh yeah. Put your hands together. Freddie P, can you let him know something?
I will bless his holy name. Whether in good times, sorrow, sunshine, or in rain, everything in me will find a reason to bless his name. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Once we pray for them, what we see, don't stick your hand in it. because the enemy is going to show you where your prayer wasn't answered. The enemy wants to show you that your child is getting worse and better. Oh, no, you're not going to show me that. The more he do, the more I'm going to pray and trust God, and I'm going to get some strength in God's word and stand on his word until God come and move on my behalf with my child or my children. Because I'm telling you, in today's world, there's not a lot we can do with them because they're exposed to so much. The devil is the prince of the air. But I want you to know there's nothing new under the sun. This has happened before. You're not the only parents that's going through this with your children. This has happened before. Good morning, stand on faith. God bless you. Yeah, this has happened before. And again, there's nothing new under the sun. So if no one else has anything they would like to say, I will pray us out this morning. All right. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for all that has been said and done. Thank you for Sister Gloria calling in, sharing with us, Lord. And God, I ask as we depart this morning, every parent is the parent of all. And the Lord, you would give us wisdom, knowledge, and a great understanding. The Lord, we can reach the children of today, God. They're calling themselves the lost generation. But God, they're not lost because you know the very number of hairs that are on their head. I pray for every child this morning, oh God, in foster homes and home with their biological parents and just children in every situation, sick children and children with mental health issues. God, I ask this morning in the name of Jesus, the Lord, you would cover them in your blood and that, God, you would bring them out, that, God, you would open a door and make a way that somebody get these children who have patience and time to teach and to train. Father, do it for your glory that they come out with a testimony in the name of Jesus. Bless every caller, every listener. And as we depart this morning, Father, bless us going out and bless us coming in. And today, O God, meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And, Father, we thank you this morning for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you, Lord, for being on our side today in spite of ourselves. And, Lord, we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. In the name of Jesus, go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus. Give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you again today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. We're going to our last song of the morning, and after the song, I won't be coming back. Hallelujah.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that. Give me that power to walk away.
Yeah.
When another God wants to take your place,
so
much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that.
Oh, anybody ready?
Oh,
ready for his glory?
Oh,
if you are sick of a life,
oh,
let me tell you the story.
Oh,
every place that's dark,
oh,
he will bring it to light.
Oh,
hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh,
see, I include myself.
Oh,
I cast my own stone.
Oh,
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Oh,
I can see my wrong.
Oh,
yeah, but I'm here by grace.
Oh,
through Christ by faith.
Oh,
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that.
Oh,
anybody tired?
Oh,
you want the show to end?
Oh,
get the
and let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And first he's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
No more miracle water.
Uh-oh.
Our cloths for money and fame.
Uh-oh.
See, everybody got a title.
Uh-oh.
But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face,
uh-oh,
and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. That extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I can.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's your peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that. Give me that.
Come on.
And I choose you today. Nostrils of man, a sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future, at the same time he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears, every bother enough to pay out. I'm at a loss of words now. Oh, I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.